Welcome, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you our weekly insurance news wrap for Thursday, February 6th, 2025. First, let's talk about the current situation in Queensland, where the northern regions have met with severe flood challenges, leading to a significant rise in insurance claims. In the wake of these floods, over 1,435 claims have already poured into insurance firms like IAG, Suncorp, and RAC. It's a relief that Townsville, for once, narrowly missed a major flooding. And our hearts and thoughts are with Ingham, where the Herbert River has alarmingly peaked at almost 15 meters. Our Premier, David Crisafulli, while acknowledging the challenges, is working towards building resilience into our infrastructure system. Remember, we've been there before. The flood of 1967 taught us lessons that we've adapted and that we must continue to adapt. The insurance companies are fast-tracking the claims process, and health warnings have been issued in the areas with contaminated water. These events keep sending us the same message. Building strategic infrastructure is critical to combat climate-induced challenges. Segueing from the flood updates, there are equally significant developments in the motor insurance sector, where the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, or ACCC, has put major mergers under its lens. Key acquisitions that are being reviewed include Insurance Australia Group's bid for RAC Q Insurance and Allianz Australia's proposed acquisition of RAA Insurance. The decision could impact pricing, service quality, and the landscape of auxiliary service providers. So make sure to mark the date, April 24th. That's when ACCC's conclusions or concerns will be voiced. In the financial advice sector, we have our eyes on Christine Cupid, CEO of the Council of Australian Life Insurers, who has emphasized the necessity for swift legislative reforms. With an impending election and a ministerial reshuffle on the cards, it's a crucial time for the passing of the Delivering Better Financial Outcomes legislation. Our industry's focus also remains on the need for a new advisory class for the life insurance sector as part of these reforms. Refreshingly, despite the support for the existing life insurance framework, there is an open call for further consultation to improve it. There is a shared sentiment, and it's worth noting that advisor training and qualifications remain essential preparatory steps for any implementing any such changes. Before we sign off, a quick update on another weather-related chaos. North Queensland has been lashed by severe floods due to persistent rainfall. Townsville and Ingham are badly affected with infrastructure damage, the Ullera Creek Bridge being a notable loss, as rainfall in Rolling Stone continues, with over 1,200 millimeters reported already. Authorities brace for further flood damage. Insurers mobilized support includes Suncorp, IAG, and RAC, and the cleanup is ongoing. That's it for this week's Insurance News Wrap. For more details on these stories, or for further advice on personal or business insurance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next Thursday, this is Paige Estrotori signing off.